Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
The beginning and end. Some of us, we need God to be the beginning and ending of some situations. Some of us are forced with some court cases.
Yeah.
We're forced having to deal with some judge and some things that happened in the yesteryears, and we're still paying a price for it. So you need to call God the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You need God, Lord, I need you to apply your Alpha and Omega anointing on this situation. Let it begin and let it end. Lord, I pray right now that your Alpha and Omega will touch this case. Close it. You know the ending before I do. So, Lord, I need you to go before me. It had a beginning, but, Lord, I need you to for it to have an end. Some of us, we need to know that God is our advocate, how he is the Lamb of God, how he is our judge. He is our righteous judge. We need to learn how to call on God in our sacred prayer time and call out these names. Lord, I need you specifically to be the judge in this situation. You know how they wrote me up at work, and that was not my fault. You knew I was trying to do the right thing. Lord, you are my righteous judge. I call upon you to make things right. You are the Lord of lords. No matter what these people on earth are serving, these idols, these statues, whatever it is that they're making a Lord, sometimes we can make our children our Lord. It don't even have to be that deep. If you put spending time with your children, you put going to counsel your attendance in church or your worship time or your prayer time or to buy your child the latest gym shoes and toys over paying your tithes, you are now making your children your Lord. God said you should not have no other gods before me. He said that I'm the Lord of all lords. Whatever it is, I'm still above that. I'm the one that even gave you your children. How dare you put your children, your marriage, or your seeking to be married above me? I'm the resurrection and the life. Some of us, we need a resurrection in our life. Some of us, it might be even a supernatural healing. We need God to resurrect the life of our failing organs, the life of our failing health. Some of us, we need a resurrection.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
We need God. We need to call on the resurrection and the life of God. We need to learn how to call on God because, as I read earlier, he's the door. He's the door. John 10 and 9, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Some of us, we need to just get away. We can't afford to go to Disney World, not yet. We can't afford to go on a trip somewhere to an island, but we need a door of escape. It's time to call on Jesus being the door and enter through the door so that you may be saved.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us, we need God. We need the high priest. We need to understand that he's the living water. He is the bread of life. I'm telling you some things, people of God. Some of you all may think this is boring. Maybe it's not what you wanted to hear, but it's what you need to know.
Amen.
I really hope you hear it because, honestly, it's for your gain.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
For you to understand how to fight against the kingdom of darkness. I'm giving you tools and strategies and nuggets so that you can understand how to combat in your warfare, how to form your words to be very impactful against the enemy that's trying to make you walk in darkness, that's trying to make you have death and the lack of resurrection. You can come against and counteract all of what he's trying to do in your life by stating these powerful manifestations of who God
That's
is. He is the Savior. He is the chief cornerstone. He is Shiloh. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
He is the I Am. He is the King of Kings. He is the Prince of Peace. That's a big one. A lot of us, what we are truly lacking in our life is peace. Even in the midst of the hardest storm, whether it's finances, whether it's health, whether it's marriage woes, or even skip all of that, let's just deal with you. You yourself, as a woman and as a man, don't even have peace. You don't have peace even in your own thoughts, your own mind. You condemn yourself, or you look in the mirror and you don't see what you like. So you condemn yourself on your looks. You lack confidence. You are fearful. You are fretful. You don't know how to step out when God told you to step out because of lack of confidence, knowing that God is backing you up. You don't have peace because you know you are failing what God has called you to do because you are looking at the earthly manifestation. But God is saying, shift your thinking and turn to a supernatural one. If I call you to it, I will call you to it.
Amen.
A lot of us on here, because of the lack of peace, we are failing. We were supposed to have been wrote our books. We were supposed to have been wrote those plays and screenplays. We were supposed to have been started up that women's ministry or that jail ministry or that children's ministry in the community.
That's right. You're talking,
we were
amen.
We have been started that multi-purpose building. God had already set the blueprints and the land and the lot and the person that was going to be your financial backer. But you, because you didn't have peace in your mind to understand that God was really for you, did not do it. He is the Prince of Peace. We got a testimony even from our own Crystal when she was saying the announcements how God was the Prince of Peace in her life. Did she say those words? No, but that's what it was. God gave her a Prince of Peace anointing. And because of that, the spirit of anxiety was able to leave out of her. Because the Bible says, light and darkness shall have no fellowship. So when the Prince of Peace shows up, hallelujah, when the Prince of Peace shows up on the territory, in the place, in your spirit realm, all matter of darkness got to go.
Woo, hallelujah, right. Yes.
That's right.
Some of us need to be delivered from anxiety. Some of us need to be delivered from fear. Some of us need to be delivered and allow the Prince of Peace. In our war, in our spiritual war time, that's what we need to be calling on. A lot of times we just say, oh, God, I need you. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, oh, God. He's like, yeah, I know I'm God, but I need you to learn how to call on my specific manifestation. Know that I am the Prince of Peace. Know that I am the bridegroom. Know that I am Emmanuel. Know that I am the wonderful counselor. Know that I am your redeemer. Know that I am the Amen. Yes, he is the one that comes and agrees with you. Do you not know that's what Amen means? A lot of us, we grew up in church because everybody else and their mama said it. We say it, so we just say amen. But a lot of us don't even know what amen means.
Yes.
Amen just means I agree. That's why they say, say amen, because what you are saying is, I hear what you're saying, and I agree. Thus, amen.
Amen.
That's right.
We got some plans that we want to do for the kingdom of God, and we need the amen anointing to come and help us. How many of us would love for God to come into agreement with our plans to help further his kingdom? We need the amen manifestation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
He is the bright and morning star. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
He is our counselor. He is also, the Bible talks about in the Old Testament, how he is the tower of righteousness, the strong tower of righteousness. He said, I'm the strong tower which the righteous run into and are safe. Some of us don't even have an imagination to see ourselves spiritually running into a huge, strong, stone, cement, I mean, impenetrable type material, bulletproof. I mean, nothing. An arrow, a bullet, an atomic bomb can even knock down this tower because God said he's the tower, and God is impenetrable. Yeah. I imagine that. I imagine this huge tower.
Amen.
No matter what, I'm running for it, and behind me there's a whole 100,000-plus army that's trying to get me, demise me, persecute me, kill me, and I'm just running. And I said, Lord, you are my strong tower, and I make it just in the nick of time. I get in that strong tower, and I know I'm safe. No matter word, no matter curse, no matter witchcraft, no matter persecution, no matter blame, no
Amen.
Matter
that's right.
Time, of misconfusion, miscommunication that anybody can say about me, my marriage, or my ministry can penetrate that strong tower, because the Bible says he is the strong tower which the righteous run out into and are safe. So when God said I'm safe, you better believe I'm safe.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because a lot of you all don't even believe that he is the strong tower. Because that's where I lay my life. If I'm in his strong tower, then I recognize that I'm safe. Then that's the peace, right?
Amen.
Some of you all say, yeah, I know God got me, but I'm just so worried. Then you are in error. You are in error.
Yeah,
to worry
right.
and to say that you trust God is an oxymoron.
Right.
You got to believe this thing in faith. You got to recognize that God means what he says. He meant business when he was talking to Moses in Exodus. He meant business when he said, tell those hundreds of thousands of people that I am sent you, that I am sent you, and that I am going
Hallelujah.
To deliver them out.
That's what
now,
he
you
said.
Know there were a lot of people who were naysayers. A lot of people was like, yeah, right, we've been in slavery for hundreds of years. Yeah, okay, now here you are, this stuttering fool. Moses is going to say that he's going to use this I am God, in quotes, to bring us out. Sure, whatever, Moses. And they go back to go ahead and doing the slavery work. But God said, I am not a God to be mocked. If I said that I am, if I said that I'm the great I am, if I said that I'm the Prince of Peace, if I said that I'm your strong tower, if I said that I'm your Jehovah Shalom, if I told you that I'm your Jehovah Rapha, if I told you all of these things, I'm Jehovah Tiskanu, if I told you all of these things, I would not be mocked. If you call upon my name, I will see you through it.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
I know what I'm talking about, people of God. I know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Everything
Amen.
In this past few minutes that I've been talking, every name, every manifestation, the counselor, yes, he's been my counselor, every name I've called upon and God has manifested in that way. When I'm facing a decision and I don't possess the wisdom to make an informed decision, I'll call on my counselor. I call on the Holy Spirit because he's a part of this too. That's one of the main things God sent as a gift to us. He's our counselor. He's our confidant. He has many manifestations. We taught on this about a few months ago. Who is the Holy Spirit? 2 hours worth of information. I call upon the Holy Spirit. I say, Holy Spirit, I need you to be my counselor. It's time to have a debriefing right now. It's time to go over some things because I don't know what to do. The Holy Spirit, you know all. So I call upon the manifestation that I need. Every name, people of God. You want to know why I'm so strong? You want to know why people describe me as being wise? Because I learned at a young age that if you want to be more impactful, effective in your warfare, in your growth and development in God, you got to learn how he manifests. You got to learn the many
right.
names
Amen.
Of Jehovah.
Amen.
You got to learn that he is Shalom. He is your peace.
Yes.
He is Rapha, Jehovah hey. Rapha. He is the God that healeth you. You got to understand all of this. And when you understand it, it'll be just as simple. That's what we say. Your breakthrough is just as close as the mention of his name. We said that before.
Right.
But we even went on that interview. Some of you all have seen it on our website. If not, go on our website. It's on the front page. We were interviewed at the Preach the Word Worldwide television broadcast. Worldwide Network, Preach the Word Worldwide Network. It was a beautiful event. But even when we were ministering, lead pastor Andrew and myself, we said that he is as close as the mention of his name. Meaning some of you all could be so close to your breakthrough,
Amen.
But he's waiting for you to mention that name. He's waiting for you to mention that he is the shield and buckler. What is a shield and buckler? That's in the Old Testament. He describes himself as that. You don't even know that. You don't even know what a buckler is, do you? He's saying that I am your shield and buckler. I'm your shield for the great oppression, and your buckler is a small arm shield. What is a small arm shield used in combat? That's for close combat. God was making it a point to let you know that I'm not just a God that sits high and looks low. He said, no, I get in the field for you, and I need that little small buckler shield that's so small that you use that for close hand-to-hand combat. He said, I go hand-to-hand combat on your behalf. against the enemy who's trying to kill, steal, and destroy you. How can you not serve a God that does that?
Amen.
Yes.
He can easily flatten the earth. The Bible says that the earth is his footstool. He can easily flick the enemy away with just a breath, a nostril hair. I mean, it doesn't matter to God. He's just that great. But he said, no, I'm letting you know that I fight for my precious being. I fight for my good sheep. I die for them. So I'm going into the field. Most of the time, if you know anything about war, generals normally don't go into battle. They send their best men on the forefront, the general command from behind, strategizing the attack. Every now and then you'll talk about or hear about a general that actually went into battle. David was like that. David went into battle. He was a good leader. He fought amongst the men until the Bible says he got too old that actually his right-hand man said, no, I think you need to stay because you're slowing down a little bit and I don't want you to get killed. And he adhered to the wisdom. But that's the same as our God. He's a general. He could easily send his best people or angelic heavenly hosts to fight, and they still do. But God said, I'm still going to join the fight.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.